San Diego's median home price hits $1.099 million as sales volume pulls back. The California Association of Realtors published July figures Monday showing San Diego County's median price for existing single-family homes at $1.099 million, up 1.3% from June, and up 5.7% compared to July of last year. The year-over-year gain runs counter to the softening narrative that has colored much local real estate conversation in recent months. The other half of the data tells a more complicated story. July sales volume fell 6.7% from June. Prices and transaction activity are moving in opposite directions, which typically reflects a market where constrained inventory prevents motivated sellers from flooding the market, but where many would-be buyers are declining to commit at current price levels. Some of the volume decline is seasonal. Summer is not peak transaction season, but the direction of travel will be tested as fall activity picks up. The $1.099 million figure applies specifically to existing single-family homes, a narrower slice than all residential transactions across all property types. For San Diego County residents outside that segment, renters, condo owners, buyers in the sub-$800,000 range, the headline number is somewhat removed from daily reality. A 5.7% annual gain at that level means the bar for single-family homeownership remains extraordinarily high for most working families in the county. On a separate financial milestone, the San Diego Padres ownership sale received unanimous final approval from Major League Baseball owners, formally closing the $3.9 billion deal that installs Jose E. Feliciano and Kwanza Jones as the franchise's controlling owners. The unanimous vote completes the largest ownership transfer in MLB history by sale price. The team, currently 67 wins and 58 losses on the season, is on the road against the New York Mets at CD Field. What the new ownership means for roster decisions and front office direction will unfold over months and seasons rather than days.